The House will be aware that the King of the Belgians yesterday sent a plenipotentiary to the German command asking for a suspension of arms on the Belgian front. The British and French governments instructed their generals immediately to dissociate themselves from this procedure and to persevere in the operations in which they are now engaged. However, the German command has agreed to the Belgian proposals, and the Belgian army ceased to resist the enemy's will at 4 o'clock this morning. I have no intention of suggesting to the House that we should attempt at this moment to pass judgment upon the action of the King of the Belgians in his capacity as Commander-in-Chief of the Belgian Army. This army has fought very bravely and has both suffered and inflicted heavy losses. The Belgian government has dissociated itself from the action of the King and, declaring itself to be the only legal government of Belgium, has formally announced its resolve to continue the war at the side of the Allies who have come to the aid of Belgium at our urgent appeal. The situation of the British and French armies now engaged in a most severe battle and beset on three sides and from the air is evidently extremely grave. The surrender of the Belgian army in this manner adds appreciably to their grievous peril. I expect to make a statement to the House on the general position when the result of the intense struggle now going on can be known and measured. This will not, perhaps, be until the beginning of next week. Meanwhile, Mr. Speaker, the House should prepare itself for hard and heavy tidings. I have only to add that nothing which may happen in this battle can in any way relieve us of our duty to defend the world cause to which we have vowed ourselves. Nor should it destroy our confidence in our power to make our way, as on former occasions in our history, through disaster and through grief, to the ultimate defeat of our enemies.